Today is Thursday, the day we read from your letters, and we got a big response this week to our story on how public school teachers feel isolated from their peers. Paul Beattie writes, "As a veteran of 21 years in the classroom, I can attest to this feeling heartily. But Mr. Beattie faults us for focusing on high school teachers. He says, on the elementary level, the desire for adult contact is even greater. Contact with adults often means meeting with parents and/or administrators about the children or the programs. I have often noticed a condescending tone, as if to say, well, you work with young children, so you probably need to be spoken to as children. We have adult interests, adult concerns, and adult natures. We should be treated and respected on that level." Wayne Rout of El Paso, Texas, was not moved by the teachers' complaints about the lack of time to meet with adults. "If teachers need more time with their peers," he writes, "let them go to work and return home at the same time they would in the private sector. So they have to focus on their job while at work. Big deal. I have to focus on my job all the time with almost no time for idle chit-chat. What's worse, I am totally accountable for my results. Teachers have little accountability in their work, and as public employees and union members are almost impossible to fire. Why should I feel sorry for them? No way." It was the recollection of a teacher that prompted Don Dumack to write from Omaha, Nebraska. "Mr. Dumack heard our obituary for Claude Brown, the author of Man-Child in the Promised Land. My English teacher assigned the novel to a class of white suburban ninth graders in 1968 and nearly lost her job as a result. There was a heated public meeting in which the teacher was confronted by parents and school board members. Mostly the parents complained about the gritty language in the book, but at least one was willing to articulate the real cause for concern. This book, he said, is about a nigger who should be burned. It was an eye-opening experience. I don't think I ever properly thanked my teacher for showing me that book." Finally, Vic Rao of Maynard, Massachusetts, noted the forecast of our sports commentator Stefan Fatsis regarding the Super Bowl. Stefan predicted the St. Louis Rams would beat the New England Patriots. Since the Patriots went on to win the championship in a stunning 20-17 upset, Mr. Rao writes, "We in New England wonder if Mr. Fatsis would do us the favor of predicting that our beloved Boston Red Sox will not win the World Series this year. Thus, we can be assured of a championship before spring training even begins." If you have a comment about anything you hear on our program, write to us at this email address, atc@npr.org. Please remember to tell us where you're writing from and give us a hint how to pronounce your name.